Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Relationships are definitely being put to the test on week 4 of the Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Both the new servers and the OGs are finding strains in almost every situation.
In this week's exclusive BravoTV.com After Show, Katie Maloney Schwartz opens up about why she didn't want to invite Kristen Doty to her Vegas wedding.
The witches of WeHo are turning into the witches of Oh No.
We also have Sheena Shea admitting that she was jealous of Dana Kathan. The servers break down Tom Schwartz and Katie Maloney Schwartz's fighting style. Dana Kathan talks about why her birthday celebration was the best possible night. And Max Boyens reveals why exactly Danica Dow is 86th from TomTom.
Plus, we have Sheena Shea talking about her insecurities and why she believes that Lala Kent is a, quote, low-key bitch. The ladies also reveal if they follow Chef Lala's recommendations of taste-testing their lady parts.
Very curious about those answers.
Let's take a listen.
So, Kristen, you find out about Katie and Tom's redo wedding and the fact that you're not invited.
Yeah, that sucked.
So, I was wondering, Villa Blanca, like, you guys were all talking about the Vegas thing. I had no idea what you guys were talking about, so I thought it was, like, Lisa thing. Didn't know that I was, like, on the, like, no-fly list.
I'm not, like, angry with you. I just think we need a break from each other.
It's one of those things that you just... It's not the end of the world, but it is kind of like a forever thing. Like, I miss Tom and Katie's engagement.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
So, those things, I try not to, like, put that all in my head to say, well, does that mean something? But does it?
Kristen wasn't even really talking to you unless it was about the wine.
Exactly.
So if she's going to fly on a plane with us and go to Vegas, is she even going to talk to Katie?
It just wasn't conceivable to have her there when I was trying to actively take a break from her in the hopes to salvage our friendship and what it could eventually be.
And could still eventually
and
be.
And could still eventually be if we could just...
get it together.
Yeah.
So did you have any say in Kristen being invited or not? I know she's been part of the gang a long time.
Yeah, she's the second person I met in LA, and I do consider Kristen a family member, you know?
Yeah.
She's like my sister, you know, I love her. But I understood the circumstances, and like Tom mentioned earlier about not wanting to bring any negative energy to the wedding or possibly be a distraction at all. I it's probably for the best she didn't come, but that being said, I was bummed that she wasn't there, you know? Because yeah. I do love her, and, you know, I consider her a very close friend, and it would have been cool to have her there, but...
If Katie's in a negative place with her,
yeah, it would
when it, like, and she's doing something important, I mean, I guess it's technically important, but, like, obviously your original one was the real wedding.
Yeah.
But yeah, a source of distraction, I don't agree with, like, the dynamic and the falling out. I feel like they should, you know, work it out. But I do agree with not having a distraction there.
Katie, you know, it's like, it's obviously, there's a lot to it. There's a lot of history there, but she just needed a break from Kristen. And that's all I need to hear from Katie. I don't press her on it, you know? She's like, I just needed a break from Kristen. Kristen can, she's amazing, but she can be, Kristen can kind of be an energy vampire sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's complicated.
So you started to get to know Brett a little more. Do you think that caused tension with Sheena?
Yeah, it definitely did down the line. Like, I told her point blank, like, hey, I had lunch with this person. It's super, like, I don't know if it's going to be a thing, but I'm interested.
At the axe throwing thing, mm-hmm. Brett was there, and he asked me to get lunch today, and we had a good time and just caught up. But I felt a connection, like, not to say that it's going to develop in anything, yeah. But, like, I want to be open and honest with you about it. I want to make sure that there's no issues between you and Ivy.
No, I'm good.
Okay. She at first told me she never... I don't care, whatever, yeah, it's fine, I have to go, bye. And then, like, swatted her ponytail in my face.
She probably cares.
Yeah, and I just feel like she was really unfair to me and Brett about it, and it definitely caused tension, and I shut that shit down. I was just like, I gave you the opportunity to tell me how you were feeling, and you just decided not to.
It was so annoying because everyone's like, oh, Sheena says she's not jealous of Dana, but she is. Sheena says she doesn't want to sleep with Brett, but she does. And I'm like, no, like, here's what I'm jealous of. This girl has worked here for... 7 days, 8 days. I've been here for like 7 years, 8 years. I've been on this show since day one, scene one. You don't see a lot of shit outside of Sir or who I'm dating.
Oh, you're the girl that had sex with my husband.
Brandy, I kind of used to date her husband.
It's like the only thing that changes is the guy I'm interested in and the style of the Sir dress. That's just my whole existence in this world. And it's frustrating because I'm like, the reason I'm jealous of her is because she's coming in brand new, getting all of the things that I've worked hard for and I'm still not getting. So I've now paved the way, not just me personally, everyone, but like, I've started this, paved the way. Now this new girl comes in and, oh, they're filming her comedy show day two. And then again, and then again, and then again. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I was jealous that she got something that I've worked hard for. She didn't work for it. She was just handed it.
I feel like although it was wrong for her to take it out on you, I think that she just has a lot of built up anger, which she has every right to have that, you know,
it's misdirected anger.
That's what we're saying. Like, we've been saying it's misdirected.
It's misdirected.
But that's where it's coming from.
Ultimately, I learned a long time ago that I am incapable of shrinking myself to make other people comfortable.
And you don't have to.
She shouldn't have to.
That's what she wanted me to do, though. She wanted me to shrink myself to make her feel more comfortable, and I'm not going to do it. I wasn't going to do it then. We'll do it in 10 years. It's not a thing. You didn't have to change anything about yourself because Sheena didn't feel threatened. She knew you. She liked you. Like, mm-hmm. We came in at the same time. But, like, to me, don't ask me to, like, try. I'm not going to dim my light for you. I am.
Well, no, you shouldn't do that.
Just, like, put your guard down for 5 seconds. And I'm not the Antichrist. I'm not, like, coming for you or trying to hurt your life. Like, get to know me for 5 seconds and then really decide, because you've decided before you've gotten to know me. And that's where I have a problem with you.
I think the only reason why Dana went after Brett was to get more attention. Like, if you have to date two guys that are both friends in the same work environment, essentially, then, like, you're some type of thirsty. So, what?
At Dana's birthday party, you do have a conversation with Lala.
Have you noticed that there's always, like, a new dude that you're doing this with? Like, a new guy that's, like, the best friend, that's hot, that is, like,
I'd like to have a single guy best friend.
Every one of these dudes you've had an interest in, Sheena. I just want you to always be honest about what you're feeling. Sometimes I feel like it's, like, you want to make this thing where it's, like, everything's perfect. Everything's not perfect.
I cry every day.
I think she was just low-key being a bitch, honestly. I mean, it's one of the things that I would say Lala and Stassi more than anyone else like to do. They feel like they have this, like, higher thou, like, energy, and they're better than me because they make more money or they do more things or whatever it is. And I love them both. Don't get me wrong, but they, in the back of their mind, know that they're better than me. For, like, Lala to, like, come at me with, like, trying to, like, give me advice, I'm like, I'm sorry, are you in my position? Her being engaged and having everything she wants in life and her life is perfect to, like, try and give me advice or talk down to me. I'm like, stop trying to compare
y'all's lives to mine. Yeah, because like that was the thing that was most frustrating. It's like, you're gonna tell me like, oh well, you're wrong and you shouldn't feel this way. And I'm like, you wake up in a mansion every day with two adorable little girls and a man who loves you. I wake up alone with two cats who love me, and I live at the beach and it's amazing and I love
it.
But I'm just like, it's we don't have the same life. So don't try and tell me that I'm wrong or how I should feel. So they treat me in this way where it's very condescending, it's very patronizing, and it's just like always this talking down to like, yeah, but you're doing this and you're wrong because I'm right and what I'm doing in my life is right.
With Sheena, I just feel so badly for her because she doesn't learn from anything. And it's like, if she could be around hot younger dudes and like be a normal person, then like by all means have them around all the time. But history shows that she doesn't know how to do that. You have hot young boys around and then you call them your best friend, you f*** them, you fall for them, they don't like you back, and it turns into you crying and being confused, and then on camera, you look crazy again.
He f***ing adores me. We talk about having kids and getting married, and we're looking at houses together. Rob and I have named our first daughter. Do you love me? Answer the question.
No.
Answer it.
I just did, no.
So you don't love me?
Well, this with Adam and just everything, it's just like, oh, she's crazy. It's just like, I don't like being called crazy. I'm not crazy.
You know, at some point, we have to grow up. It's not interesting to watch a 34-year-old woman in a crop top and a, you know, slutty JoJo Siwa pony doing the same thing over and over again. I've been very delicate with Sheena and I've been very harsh with Sheena and said, this is the way it looks, this is the way it is, whether you want to believe it or not. So I was hoping in that conversation, she was understanding, like, you're picking the wrong dudes.
You've never been in my shoes. You've never been 34, divorced, broken up with, embarrassed on national television, and had all your friends shit on you behind your back and act one way to your face.
Well, you have us. Want to say, bad bitches only. We're the cutest people on the show.
We have the
best hair and makeup, the best eyes.
I agree.
So
that's why they hate us so much.
Exactly.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So after the fight at Jax's birthday, there wasn't a long fallout after
this? No, I think I apologized.
Bubba, I feel bad. I'm really sorry for talking to you that way. I love you.
I love you too.
Trust me, I feel so gross. I was in dick mode, just being a ass. Like right when I got home, I was like, oh God, I'm gonna feel so gross tomorrow. And I had to like scrub myself in the morning. I wasn't even hungover. I just had like a shame hangover.
Yeah, I just apologized. And I just, yeah. And just for conversation's sake, I tried to explain how I maybe got there. But like, I just felt awful because I was a dick.
Well, did you say you were sorry, but?
No, I said sorry. And then just for, like I said, for conversation's sake, technically I might have been, I'm sorry, but. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it is.
That's your thing.
I'm sorry, but I don't remember saying that. I'm sorry, but for somebody to threaten to break up with somebody because they didn't pick up face wipes, I'm sorry, but I didn't do anything.
You're
I deserve
lying.
This. I'm sorry I sent that text, but you literally, like, did belittle me in the middle of TomTom. It's not my thing. It's everybody's thing, and you literally did that same exact thing. I could very easily edit, like, a thing of you saying sorry, but, like, 900 times throughout our show history too.
I said I'm sorry and I let it breathe for a while and then we, you know,
That's just you doing that as a formality. It's the same f***ing thing, dude.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So this ended relatively quickly?
Yes. It's like, yeah, when we fight now, we like almost always resolve it within like a few hours.
It's hard to sit here and like trying to like normalize it to people because they're like, it's really not okay. Because it's like not okay, and I understand. Like, and Tom, when I had conversations, I'm like, we really can't like do this. And like, I don't want us to like normalize this like fighting style because like we really need to like break this habit.
Right.
We can't get to that point. Like, yeah. And we don't do that all the time. That's like not like our style, but that's like where we go to when it gets bad.
Yeah.
So, but we have that conversation, but like that's what happens when it gets bad.
Oh. It makes them sound like a bad couple, but they're not. Yeah, like they're awesome together. They really are. And I hate that these shitty moments are highlighted. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even friends with Katie right now, but they really are so awesome. And they're like best friends. And I just wish that that's like a thing they can figure out that maybe it doesn't last long, but I wish maybe they could figure out how to maybe make it not happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I love Schwartz. I think I like put Schwartz on the pedestal to heaven and above. But Schwartz cannot tell his f***ing wife to shut the f*** up.
Yeah.
Bitch, shut up. No.
They have such a specific fighting style that they're used to that I don't even, it's like, I'm like, that's f***ed up. And then I'm like, oh, there's no point in me even saying that because they're tomorrow
morning.
But I get
it because that's my fighting style with Randall. I say the most
If I call Bo an asshole,
it's like
I
big
hear
deal.
About it for fucking four it's days.
And then again, it's always a drunk thing. Like whenever a majority of the fights that happen with anybody on our entire cast, we're drunk. And we're making mistakes and we're doing things because of alcohol. And my mom's always like, Brandy, it's because of alcohol. You shouldn't be drinking. That's why you do this. That's why you do that. Like I hear it from my mom all the time. And I'm 31 now and I still hear it from my mom. She's like, Brandy, but if you weren't drinking alcohol, you would have never done that. So embarrassing, but it's true.
True. True. True that.
How was Dana's birthday party?
A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Eat the cake! Eat the cake!
I kissed the cake and it was just on Dana's face. No, I was kidding. It was, yeah, we kissed. I kissed Dana. I did. I mean, you're right here. I can't. Of course I want to kiss Dana.
We've already gone over all this.
Yeah, can Dana's f***ing hot, you know what I mean? Like, who wouldn't want to kiss Dana, you know what I mean?
I was so uncomfortable because everyone was like, trying to make it you, you and Brittany, my sister, and people were like trying to scoot us near each other, and I was literally like, I am an outgoing person, but I think that something people don't know about me is I can be really, really shy in certain like situations if I don't feel comfortable. And I was just like trying to get away from him. And I knew it was coming, and I was just like, people were watching. But then, like, the second he kissed me, I was like, you're a fantastic kisser. This is amazing.
Did you only kiss Dana because you were drunk?
No, I don't think I would have. I knew what I was doing. You know what I mean? It was just more or less along the lines of, like, you're getting that, like, that fuck it in your system kind of type of thing, like, where you're just like, fuck it, you know? Life's too short. Let's just have fun.
Honestly, that whole day, like, I hadn't had a good birthday or, like, felt special since I was 21. Like that was my last good birthday I had. Like my mom was well, it was our last birthday together. Like it was a big birthday and I remember that being so fun. And like you bringing me that amazing cake that had my gorgeous face on it.
You killed it with the cake.
And all of you just being there, like it was just like such a good, fun, lighthearted day. And I felt really special.
Aww. I love that.
It was crazy. I like couldn't get over it. Like I was
and
like,
it was like your pride picture on the cake.
Yeah, it's like it was so cute. All these people are like here to celebrate me and I'm making out with someone, there's cake everywhere, and it was coming off this really hard time with Max when like I had just been feeling like shit for weeks. And then it was just like the best possible night I could have pictured.
You also make a comment, Lala, about your vagina. You taste your own vagina before you serve it to somebody else.
What?
All the greatest chefs do.
Well, this was nice until this one fly decided to show up.
I know, I always wonder if it's because I stink, because they always come to me.
Yeah, it's that pussy girl.
That pussy smells like
legs,
flowers,
bitch.
Baby. I make sure. I taste it.
Mm.
Oh, God.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you do.
A little bit.
Yeah, you give it a little swirl.
Yeah, you do.
Tastes good.
It's like send the sauce.
It out.
You just have to make. Like you do have to make sure your vagina is okay.
So you guys do it too.
So yeah, it's like
sauce.
You're just. That weird. You have to. Yeah.
It's like the sauce I mean, not that you need to add more salt or anything, but you just want to, like, it's a little bit like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
I've never quality, heard quality say that check.
It's a quality check.
That. You know, I feel the need to talk about everything. I don't like keeping secrets. I need to let everybody know what I do on a day-to-day basis behind closed doors.
Nothing that a little Summer's Eve
can't fix.
Summer's Eve wet wipe couldn't fix.
Exactly.
This is not SpawnCon for Summer's Eve. This is real.
Is Summer's Eve listening? They just got some free advertisement.
How hilarious would it be if Lala and Katie became brand sponsors because of what they said on the after show?
Would it be the weirdest thing that happened on Bravo?
Breach.
Catch the Vanderpump Rules after show every Tuesday night on BravoTV.com or Bravo's YouTube channel.
We'll be back with our regularly scheduled episode this Thursday.
You know we're going to be talking all things Vanderpump.
Talk to you soon.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more
time. Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat!
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.